From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Multilateral talks on Syria's future to get underway today in Vienna. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is returning to the Austrian city after saying the next round of talks on Syria's future Thursday and Friday are the most promising opportunity in years for reaching a political solution following 5 years of civil war. Speaking Wednesday in Washington, he talked about the urgency of ending the conflict.
And while finding a way forward on Syria will not be easy, it's not going to be automatic, it is the most promising opportunity for a political opening where recognizing what is happening, that Syria is being destroyed, that Europe is being deeply impacted, that Jordan is being greatly put under enormous pressure, Lebanon, Turkey, the region, and so many millions of Syrians are displaced within Syria itself. Most compelling of all, the tragedy that Syrians are living every single day.
He said the U.S. is taking a two-pronged approach to Syria, diplomacy, and intensifying the campaign against Islamic State. The talks are to also involve Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and for the first time, Iran. Main opposition candidate Edward Lowassa has rejected the results of Tanzania's presidential election, citing alleged fraud. At a news conference in Dar es Salaam Wednesday, Mr. Lowassa insisted there's evidence the process was compromised by members of the Electoral Commission working with the ruling party. He said the coalition's tallying unit showed the opposition leading the vote count before the unit was raided by police on Monday. The latest official results show Mr. Lowassa trailing CCM ruling candidate John Mogafuli 59-40%. His rejection throws more uncertainty into an election disrupted by the annulment of the vote in Tanzania's Zanzibar region because of gross violations in the voting process. This is VOA.